Hello.
Hi, this is Laquana giving you a call back from customer support as you requested. May I please have
Hi,
your
how are
zip?
you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. What do you need?
Your zip code?
34446.
I do thank you for that.
All right.
Okay, may I please have the first and last name?
Lawrence Petty.
I do thank you for that. And can you verify the South Sonata as address for me?
Say that again, please.
It says South S Sonataavee. Can you verify that address, the numbers for me?
Sonata.
Oh, Sonata. Duh. Yes. Can you verify the numbers?
6989 South Sonata Avenue, Homosassa, Florida.
Yes. Okay, I'm just waiting for the. Okay, and I did locate an account. It looks as though a survey was taken for the KitchenAid. I do show where you paid $5.74.
Well, they charged me 67.12,
Yes, sir.
and I was supposed to
Sixty-seven
get that at,
thirty-two.
well, what's that about? It was supposed to be free for doing that survey, and just the 5.75 for shipping.
Yes, sir, because you were entered into our discount membership club. You had 3 days to cancel out the account, and if you didn't cancel it out, then you were billed and enrolled into our discount membership club, where you would receive a $199 e-gift card.
I don't know anything about that. I know I was supposed to fill out a Verizon survey, and for $5.75 shipping cost, receive a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, sir.
And that's all that was supposed to happen.
Yes, sir. Well, what we can do is we can process a courtesy 35% refund back on that charge.
How about a courtesy cancel the order, and we'll forget about all of it, because it could get ugly if we don't do that.
Yes, sir, I understand that. But this is why we don't take credit or debit card payments over the phone. Because in order for us to charge you the $5.74, you do have to agree to those terms. Now, we have a discount running. I can prorate that charge to make it a 50% refund. But being that those terms and conditions was agreed to, at this time, that's all that I can process.
Okay, then you process that 50% refund. I think that's a pretty good deal on a KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, sir.
So that'd be what, 33.50, or 33.70 something.
$33.66.
All right. Well, and refund the rest of that back into my bank account.
Yes, sir, to go back to the card that was debited.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
And thank you for
And
contacting customers.
when can I expect delivery on that KitchenAid?
The KitchenAid, that was a sweepstakes entry, sir. You paid $5.74 to be entered into the sweepstakes entry.
No. No, then refund all of it, and then I won't have to take legal action.
Well, I can speak with my supervisor to see if we can process a full refund for the
I
$60
think,
and
yeah, I think you
32
need to,
cents.
because, yes, I think you need to.
Please hold. I'm still here, so I'm just waiting for her response.
Okay. Yeah, you're dealing with a business account. I have lawyers on retainer. You might want to mention that to her.
I understand that, sir, but this is why we don't take credit or debit card, because the terms and conditions were agreed to. So
Well,
even if you.
apparently, no, I didn't agree to any conditions. I filled out a Verizon survey, and they said, pay this $5.75 for the shipping on this mixer, and that's our reward for filling out this survey. Now I'm on the phone with you arguing about it. So
We're not arguing, sir.
Let's cancel this out and all remain friends.
Yes, sir.
Because it's a misrepresentation what you did on that survey. And I'm just the kind of guy that thinks that you shouldn't do wrong, and I will make a point of it. Yeah.
Okay, sir, my supervisor did approve that. So I did go ahead and process the refund for the $67.32, and that'll get to you within the next 3 to 5 business days.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're
Okay.
welcome.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
You as well, and thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.